Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur dictating an endoscopy report on Jasmine Tres Palacios. Date of birth is 5/4/1960. Date of procedure is December 22nd, 2023. Physician, Dr. Evgenia Goldschur. Referring physician is Dr. Maria Harrington. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is epigastric pain, comma, dysphagia, comma, diarrhea, comma, encounter for screening for colon cancer. Description procedure informed consent with obtained period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, or some emergency were all explained to the patient period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care period, while lubricated and limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and managed direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bolt, second portion of the duodenum stomach G junction, esophagus period, and retroflex view was obtained in the cardio period, air suction from the stomach, for which all the scope period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position as usual rectal exam. Was normal period of well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, iliac valve, and confluence of the fold. Terminal ileum was also evaluated. Common last 5 centimeters period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 9,3-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings on upper endoscopy. Number one, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out lichen planus or EoE. Next line, there was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block, and the esophagus was widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, biopsies were obtained. Please go back to the terminal ileum portion and say biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right, transverse, and left separately for histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was hypertrophied anal papillae present. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, upon further discussion with the patient, she denies any dysphagia to solids, liquids, or pills, but does note sensation of throat closing. Common may obtain video swallow study or modified swallow study and barium esophagram for further evaluation. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.